You found an imaginary shortwave transmission. From the archives of DJ Frederick, it's the Radio Thrift Shop.
Pleure mon cœur lorsque no color, words don't rhyme. And that's why I've traveled far, 'cause I come so together where you are. Yeah, and all of the things that I said that I wanted come rushing by in my head when I'm with you. 14 joys and a will to be married. All of the things that they say are buried. Singing to me, a little gentle wind blowing through our life again. Singing to me, a little gentle one. Singing to me, a little gentle wind blowing through our life again. Singing to me, a little gentle one.
From 1972, Fleetwood Mac and Sentimental Lady. Before that, Vicky Leandros with Love is Blue. And we started off with the very first recording of Something Stupid from 1966. That's Carson and Gale. This is DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop. With music for libraries and lava lamps, a mix of dusty grooves, easy jazz, psychedelic pop from the 1960s through today. It's revisiting the fun of discovering music on the radio.
What is ham radio? It's the most fun you can have with a radio. Talk to people around the world or even orbiting the world.
And you don't need a 2-year contract or internet access to do it.
Learn about electronics and be of service to your community. ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, has over 2,000 clubs across the country, including this one in your area.
It's me. What did you think when you heard me back on the radio? What did the kids say when they knew it was their long lost daddy? Remember how we listened to the radio and I said that's the place to be, and how I got the job as an FM jock the day you married me. It was two kids and I was into AM rock, but I just had to run around. It's been 8 years since I left you, babe. Let me tell you about what's gone down. I am
at WOLDDDD. Playing all the hits for you, wherever you may be. The bright good morning voice, who's heard but never seen. Feeling all the 45, going on 15. The drinking I did on my last big gig, it made my voice go low. They said that they liked the young sound when they let me go. So I drifted on down to Tulsa, Oklahoma, to do me a late night talk show. Now I've worked my way down home again, near the Boise, Idaho. That's how this business goes. I am the morning DJ at WOLDDD, playing all the hits for you, wherever you may be. The bright good morning voice, who's heard but never seen. Feeling all of 45, going on 15. I'm making extra money doing high school sock hops. I'm a big time guest MC. You should hear me talking to the little children and listen what they say to me. I got a spot on the top of my head, just begging for a new toupee. There's a fire around my gut from sitting on it, but it's never gonna go away. Sometimes I get this crazy dream that I just take off in my car. But you can travel long 10,000 miles and still stay where you are. Thinking that I should stop this jockeying and start that record store. Maybe I could settle down if you take me back once more. Okay, honey, I see. Guess he's better than me. Sure, old girl, I understand. You don't have to worry, I'm such a happy man. I am the morning DJ at WO. Good morning voice, who's heard but never seen. Feeling all of 45, going on 15. I am the morning DJ at WOLDDD.
Celebrating three decades of Pulse of the Planet, here's a program from our archives.
We're listening to music of the Yekawana people who live in southern Venezuela at the headwaters of the Orinoco River. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet.
The Yekawana's culture has, along with many, many other indigenous cultures of both North and South America, very successfully adapted their environment. There's a lot to be learned in terms of how that adaptation takes place culturally, how it's communicated to the people who live in the Yekawana society.
Author and anthropologist David Guss has lived and worked with the Yekawana over the past 15 years.
In a culture where one doesn't have a concept of art, where one doesn't have a concept of many different separate and specialized activities, all of these activities, the culture itself becomes a work of art. When we think of handmade objects, we think in terms of the notion that there are objects which are not handmade. And so amongst the Ekawana, all objects are handmade, so that there's absolutely no object or no aspect of their culture which is not created. There's nothing which is store-bought, there's nothing which is purchased, there's nothing which comes from outside and is then used in order to make some other type of creation. So everything is a handmade object. Everything in the culture is created. Everything undergoes some process of transformation, which we think of as the artistic action.
This archival program is part of our 30th anniversary celebration. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
Come, let's go away. There's no need to stay. There need be no delay to slip away. Or make a fishing pole. Find a swimming hole. We'll find a swimming hole to lose ourselves in. The wispy paisley sky sends us warm gold rays. Butterfly dreams swirling all around. Paisley skies send us warm gold rays, butterfly dreams swirling all around. We'll climb the tallest tree, watch the honeybee. We'll bask in nature's never-ceasing wonder. We'll swing from vine to vine. Our troubles left behind. The next bend won't I'd end or leave us lonely. The wispy paisley skies send us warm gold rays. Butterfly dreams swirling all around. Come, let's go away. There's no need to stay. There need be no delay to slip away.
Welcome back. This is DJ Frederick. The world is a loud place. There's a lot of talking and less listening. If you're new to the Radio Thrift Shop, here's a quick primer. I don't do a lot of announcing. It's all about music and discovery. And the show changes and evolves over time. It always has been and always will be a DIY homegrown production, and I'm grateful for each and every listener. Radio Thrift Shop is very low tech, but we do have a blog at radiothriftshop.blogspot.com. Thanks for listening, and welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop.
You've long been on the open road. You've sleeping in the rain. From the dirt of woods and mud of cells, your clothes are smeared and stained. But the dirty woods and muddy cells will soon be judged insane. So only stop and rest yourself till you are off again. And take off your thirsty boots and stay for a while. Your feet are hot and weary from a dusty mile. And maybe I can make you laugh, and maybe I can try. Just looking for the evening and the morning in your eyes. Now tell me of the ones you saw as far as you could see. Across the plain from field to town, marching to be free. And of the rusted prison gates that tumbled by degree. Like laughing children, one by one, who look like you and me. Then take off your thirsty boots and stay for a while. Your feet are hot and weary from a dusty mile. And maybe I can make you laugh, and maybe I can try. Just looking for the evening and the morning in your stranger down the crooked rainbow trail, from dancing cliff edge, shattered sills of slander, shackled jails. But the voices drift up from below as the walls are being scaled. And all of this and more, my friend, your song shall not be failed. Then take off your thirsty boots and stay for a while. Hot and weary from a dusty mile. And maybe I can make you laugh, and maybe I can try. Just looking for the evening and the morning in your eyes.
Shadows in the night were to sing their melodies, and the sounds of darkness were quiet, you could find me away from the images, far from real, away from the canyons made of steel. Dream of silence. silent seas, you can find me.
Smokey and His Sister, tune called In a Dream of Silent Seas, You Can Find Me. And we started the set off with Bob Dylan, Thirsty Boots. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. Cruising up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound.
Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. So how close has humanity come to annihilating itself? Pretty doggone close. Perhaps the closest was nearly 48 years ago today, at the height of the so-called Cuban Missile Crisis. The crisis actually began on October 15, 1962. On that day, U.S. intelligence discovered that the Soviets were building medium-range missile sites in Cuba. The next day, President Kennedy secretly convened an emergency meeting of senior policy, military, and political advisors to discuss the development. The group became known as XCOM, short for Executive Committee. After rejecting a surgical airstrike against the missile sites, XCOM decided on a naval quarantine and a demand that the bases be dismantled and missiles removed. On the night of October 22nd, Kennedy went on national television to announce his decision.
It shall be the policy of this nation to regard any nuclear missile launched from Cuba against any nation in the Western Hemisphere as an attack by the Soviet Union on the United States, requiring a full retaliatory response upon the Soviet Union.
On the 26th, Khrushchev proposed a reasonable compromise suggesting that the Soviets remove their missiles if the United States will guarantee not to invade Cuba. Then, on October 27th, a U-2 was shot down over Cuba, and the Executive Committee received a second letter from Khrushchev demanding the removal of U.S. missiles in Turkey in exchange for the Soviet missiles in Cuba. And basically, that's what happened. Although never made public in Kennedy's lifetime, the United States did agree to the stipulation that the U.S. missiles be removed from Turkey, and they promised never to invade Cuba. Tensions finally began to ease on October 22nd when Khrushchev announced that he would dismantle the installations and return the missiles to the Soviet Union, expressing his trust that the United States would not invade Cuba. And the United States has lived by its promise not to invade Cuba to this day. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.
Thank you.
The Wooden O from their album A Handful of Pleasant Delights, a tune called Fain Wood. And before that, Mr. Herbie Mann, If I Were a Carpenter. Well, I'm not a carpenter, but I'm a DJ. It's DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, digging deep into musical delights from the past century of recorded sound.
Sometimes environmental ideas come from unexpected places. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet. Last night I had a dream, and in it, all the animals of the world had been called to a meeting. Each species had sent a representative to an enormous assembly of creatures. Rainforest birds and insects intermingled, while primates ambled by. Desert reptiles and wetlands amphibians slithered under the hooves of mammals waiting patiently. Predator and prey eyed each other warily as the meeting was called to order. A weathered old tortoise spoke up. "The reason we're gathered here today," he said, "is to address a number of problems which concern us all. One is that living conditions are getting worse. The fish are reporting that all over the world, water's going bad. The birds confirm that in many places the air is getting unfit to breathe. And the worms are telling us that the soil is losing its vitality. And something we've all noticed is that the seasons are changing. It's getting warmer all year round, isn't it?" There was a huge murmur of squawks and grunts as the animals voiced their agreement. The tortoise went on. "Now, we've sent many invitations to the humans for them to have a representative come here. Did the message get through? Has anyone arrived?" There was an uncomfortable silence. And then a chameleon rolled his big eye and flicked his tongue at me. A hummingbird hovered next to my shoulder, and a water buffalo snorted at me inquisitively. In fact, as I looked around, every head, whether feathered, scaled, or furred, was slowly turning in my direction. And then I woke up, and I wondered if anyone else had had the same dream.
This archival program is part of our 30th anniversary celebration. If you want to hear more, check out our podcast.
a gorgeous cover of Slow Dive's Ruti by a band called Pelago. Here on the Radio Thrift Shop, I'm DJ Frederick. And every week here at the Radio Thrift Shop, we explore homegrown, homemade radio. No genre, no agenda, just a microphone, a turntable, and a love for the airwaves. So wherever you are on the planet, I want to say thank you for tuning in. And take good care of yourself. Take good care of your community. Take good care of those you love. Let's cruise on out.